bertemu kembali. Mengubah nasib komuniti memerlukan iltizam jitu dan juga penyertaan dalam peringkat pembuatan dasar adalah antara cara terbaik untuk memenuhi visi tersebut. Itu antara perkongsian Menteri Luar Australia, Senator Penny Wong kepada Astro Awani dalam temu buat eksklusif program Consider This. Lahir di Sabah sebelum hijrah ke Australia, Penny yakin inklusiviti dalam kerajaan Australia kini bakal mengangkat lagi martabat negara itu.
For me, you know, I did want to contribute to a better world and a better community, and politics was the way I wanted to do that work. And you know, I did think about doing other things. I originally enrolled in medicine because that's what Chinese girls do, isn't it? You do maths, physics, chemistry, and you enroll in medicine. And I was like, I don't like blood, so this is a bad idea. But I had wanted to be to work for Médecins Sans Frontières, so to sort of contribute in that way. And so I suppose for me, politics ultimately is about the sort of community and nation you want to live in. And in this job, the privilege is you also get to contribute to the sort of world you live in.
Bagi Penny, perjalanan menyertai politik di Australia adalah tempoh yang panjang dengan onak-liku yang besar, khususnya untuk seorang ahli politik dengan latar berbeza dari kelaziman. Namun tekad mengubah komuniti membuatkan beliau cekal menyertai politik Australia dan dalam pilihan raya terbaru ini, beliau dilantik menjadi Menteri Luar.
So what I've observed, because I went into politics quite young, is that it took a long time for more people who looked like me or came from my sort of background to be represented in Parliament. But I think we might have, you know, we're getting there. Like the last election from the Labor Party saw so many, particularly women, but not only, people from migrant backgrounds, immigrant backgrounds, into the Parliament. So I'm really proud of that. And I'm really pleased because I do think our democracy best serves the community when it represents the community.
Temu bual penuh Penny boleh disaksikan dalam program Consider This yang akan bersiaran jam 10 malam ini.
Terdahulu, Astro Awani menerima kunjungan Menteri Luar Australia, Senator Penny Wong, di Pusat Penyiaran Asia Bukit Jalil. Ketibaan beliau dan delegasi pada pukul 6 petang disambut Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Kumpulan Astro, Henry Tan, dan Ketua Pengarang Astro Awani, Ashwa Ismail, disertai tenaga kerja Astro Awani yang lain. Wong hadir sebagai tetamu khas dalam program Temu Bual Consider This bersama penyampai Syarat Kuten dan Melissa Idris yang bakal disiarkan pada Rabu 29 Jun malam ini. Beberapa perkara penting yang disentuh termasuk dasar luar kerajaan Australia dan usaha negara berkenaan dalam merencanakan dasar perubahan iklim yang lebih baik. Pertemuan bersama Wong selama hampir sejam itu turut diikuti dengan lawatan beliau ke bilik berita Astro Awani.
Dan dalam sidang media bersama Menteri Luar Malaysia Datuk Seri Saifuddin Abdullah di Putrajaya pada Selasa, Penny berkata Australia memberi jaminan akan terus menjadi pembekal makanan kepada Malaysia berikutan gangguan rantaian bekalan global susulan perang Rusia-Ukraine. Menurutnya, ia selari dengan komitmen di bawah pentadbiran baharu Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese dalam usaha memberikan respons terhadap isu di peringkat global.
One of the points we discussed in the meeting was that Australia continues to be a reliable supplier, for example, of wheat and meat at a time where global supply chains have been constrained. And obviously, as a comprehensive strategic partner, we will work with Malaysia if required on any issues they have in terms of their supply constraints arising out of the conflict in Ukraine.
Beliau menambah kerajaan Australia juga komited kepada pemusatan ASEAN dan bersedia untuk bekerjasama ke arah keamanan, kestabilan dan kemakmuran rantau itu. Dalam masa sama, beliau berkata dalam mesyuarat bersama rakan sejawatnya, Australia dan Malaysia bersetuju untuk mengadakan kerjasama yang lebih besar termasuk isu-isu melibatkan keselamatan teknologi cyber dan pendidikan. Senator Penny tiba di Malaysia bagi lawatan kerja 3 hari dalam usaha mengukuhkan lagi hubungan erat yang telah lama terjalin antara Malaysia dan Australia sebagai rakan kongsi strategik komprehensif. Beliau turut dijadual mengadakan pertemuan secara berasingan dengan Menteri Kanan Perdagangan Antarabangsa dan Industri Datuk Seri Muhammad Azmin Ali dan Menteri Kanan Pertahanan Datuk Seri Hishamuddin Tun Hussein.
Alright, Wall Street closed sharply lower in a broad sell-off on Tuesday as dire consumer confidence data dampened investors' optimism and fueled worries over recession and the looming earnings season. The S&P and the Nasdaq fell about 2% and 3% respectively, with Apple Incorporated, Microsoft Corporation and Amazon.com weighing on the heaviest. The all three indexes are on course to notch two straight quarterly declines for the first time since 2015. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 491.27 points, or 1.56%. The S&P 500 lost 78.56 points, or 2.01%. And the Nasdaq Composite dropped 343.01 points, or 2.98%. Meanwhile, oil prices settled higher for a third day as major producers Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates looked unlikely to be able to boost output significantly, while Western governments agreed to explore ways to cap the price of Russian oil. Brent crude futures climbed $2.89, or 2.5%, to settle at $117.58 a barrel by 12:33 noon. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude settled at $2.19, or 2%, to $111.76 a barrel. Both contracts extended the previous session's gains of nearly 2% after the group of seven economic powers vowed to ratchet up existing Western pressure on Russia from sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. G7 leaders have agreed to explore imposing a ban of transporting Russian oil that has been sold above a certain price, aiming to deplete Moscow's war chest. The International Energy Agency said in its June report Russian oil export revenue climbed in May even as volumes fell. The Western bans on Russia and its oil and gas output have led to a sharp rise in global energy prices, and other major producers have yet to implement significant boosts to supplies. Saudi Arabia and the UAE have been seen as the only two members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries with spare capacity to make up for lost Russian supply and weak output from other member nations. Haris, ada angka terkini untuk pasaran antarabangsa di Amerika Syarikat dan juga beberapa angka lainnya penting.
Ya, Najib, sudah tentu kalau kita nak meneliti Lautan Merah sebenarnya melitupi skrin hari ini, kerana kalau kita lihat Dow Jones sebenarnya turun 491.27, iaitu sekitar 1.56%, dan Nasdaq juga turut menunjukkan penurunan negatif 343.01, iaitu 2.98%. Selain daripada itu, S&P 500 juga turut menunjukkan penurunan negatif 78.56, iaitu bersamaan dengan 2.01% perubahannya. Dan kita nak menelitikan kepada antara saham-saham. Jika anda dapat lihat di skrin pada ketika ini, semuanya berwarna merah. Sudah tentu melambangkan penutupan kepada ataupun sewaktu ditutup, dan ianya memberi cerminan kepada indeks harga pengguna yang dikeluarkan di Amerika Syarikat. Dan antara yang boleh kita lihat ataupun kita telitikan, Microsoft sebenarnya turun negatif 3.17. Pesaing-pesaing yang lain seperti Adobe, Oracle juga turut menunjukkan penurunan. Amazon, eBay juga turut jatuh. Apple, jika kita telitikan, Apple negatif 2.98. Google, Meta, Twitter juga turut menunjukkan penurunan negatif 3.47. Tesla bagaimana pula? Tesla turun juga negatif 5.00%. Jadi ini merupakan angka-angka yang kalau kita telitikan sudah tentu memberi impak yang cukup besar kepada pemain pasaran di Amerika Syarikat. Dan kita nak meneliti pula bagaimana di Malaysia dalam pembukaan sebelah pagi tadi juga menunjukkan penurunan negatif 3.77 kepada 1450.97 melibatkan FBM KLCI. Itu antara perkembangan terkini melibatkan pasaran saham. Najib dan juga Nina.
Alright, terima kasih Ashraf atas perkembangan tersebut, dan ini perkembangan terkini kita terima pada jam ini. Baik, ini kenyataan yang kami terima dari MCMC berkaitan dengan satu pengambungan. Ini berkaitan dengan antara Celcom dan juga Digi. Kalau kita boleh bawakan kenyataan pada ketika ini, Suruhanjaya Komunikasi dan Multimedia Malaysia MCMC telah pun mengeluarkan notis tiada bantahan kepada cadangan penggambungan antara Digi.com Berhad dan Celcom Axiata Berhad yang melibatkan perniagaan Digi Telecommunications Senia Berhad dan juga Celcom secara kolektif dikenali sebagai pemohon. Digi dan juga Celcom merupakan pengendali perkhidmatan mudah alih kedua dan ketiga terbesar pada masa kini, dan penggabungan ini akan menghasilkan pengendali perkhidmatan mudah alih yang terbesar di Malaysia. Pada 1 April 2022, MCMC telah mengeluarkan penyataan isu kepada pemohon selaras dengan garis panduan penggabungan dan juga pengambil alihan MNA bertarikh 17 Mei 2019 untuk menangani kebimbangan bahawa penggabungan ini akan berkemungkinan mengurangkan persaingan dengan ketara dalam sesetengah pasaran komunikasi. Justru pemohon telah mengemukakan satu aku janji yang mengandungi komitmen pemohon untuk mengatasi isu-isu persaingan, dan juga MCMC telah mempertimbangkan komitmen yang ditawarkan oleh pemohon dan berpuas hati bahawa ia akan mengurangkan dengan signifikan isu-isu persaingan yang atau mungkin timbul akibat penggabungan ini. Dan juga sudah pasti rangkuman lanjut kami akan bawakan di laman web kami astroawani.com.
Alright, next we have a clip on Big Stack Asian Midday Market Watch. A discussion between host Brian Fernandez with guest Jeffrey Haley, senior market analyst Asia Pacific Oenda, on regional markets performance and discuss about overnight falls in the US following a major rebound on Friday and the risks in the market right now. Let's have a look.
Now, Jeff, then, what are some key highlights that you've indicated in your commentary today that we should be aware of?
Well, I'm looking at oil prices today. I mean, we've seen a huge rebound in oil prices over the last few days, and oil is up over 1% again today. Reuters was running a story where Emmanuel Macron was overheard speaking to Joe Biden at the G7 conference, where he had talked to the UAE, who had told him they just didn't have any spare capacity left, and nor did the Saudis. Now, that's been semi-confirmed by the UAE officially this morning, while we were still asleep, and we saw oil prices shoot higher overnight, move higher again today. Also, Shanghai authorities saying that they've managed to beat the latest Omicron wave has led Asian investors to expect that China's oil consumption will start rising as well. You know, as I mentioned, I believe last week, the futures remained in backwardation, which is a bullish trend, a bullish indicator, even as the whole futures curves move lower. And so it's turned out to be, you know, while the speculative market may be getting culled out of its long positions, underlyingly here in the real world, energy supplies are very tight. And if Saudi Arabia and the UAE don't have much spare capacity, then they look set to remain tight. So I think we're on the cusp of a Brent crude moving back to $120 a barrel again.
Now, Jeff, what I don't understand at this point of time, and break it down for us, is the question of the shale gas producers in the US. Now, they're well in the money at these sort of elevated prices. Why isn't production coming back on stream, especially because shale is something that you can literally turn on and off very easily?
Yeah, it's a little complicated here. There's a few factors at play. One of them is that a lot of them went bust in the boom times, and now they're under much tighter control by their financiers. So that's one part of it. Second one is when you look out at the futures price curves out to sort of 2 or 3 years, Brent crude, WTI are much, much lower than they are in the spot market today, which is probably giving some cause for concern as well. But another part of this is that the US lacks the pipeline infrastructure to shift this oil and gas from where it's coming out of the ground to where it needs to be. And of course, there's bottlenecks in the refining sector as well, which is running at full capacity in the US. I think it's lost over 1 million barrels of refining capacity over the last 2 years, and that's coming home to roost as well. And that's why we're seeing such high gasoline and diesel prices, not just in the US, but around the world. It's a crunch at the refining point, which is flowing back to higher oil prices.
So this is all stemming literally from the underinvestment over the last 5 or 6 years in oil.
Absolutely. Underinvestment in the United States, but not just the United States. When you look at OPEC compliance, it's somewhere near 200%. Now, part of that is distorted by the Russian sanctions, but it was already well over 100% before they invaded Ukraine. That says that OPEC Plus was already pumping as much as it could. And what we've seen there again is that a lot of these countries in the grouping can't even make their production quotas. And that all comes back to this underinvestment in oil infrastructure capacity. Unfortunately, although we do want a green transition eventually, it wasn't ever a case of just flicking a switch and it magically happened. There has to be a transition period, and that meant that infrastructure had to be still be invested in probably for another couple of decades. And I think this reality is coming home in no uncertain terms to many parts of the world right now.
Okey, sekian Negawani untuk jam ini. Ikuti info terkini mengenai negara di fasa peralihan endemik di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang dan juga segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com juga aplikasi astroawani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Najib Arof dan rakan setugas.
Saya juga Nina Rozman.
Saya Haris Ashraf Hasnan. Salam hormat.